All right, welcome to this episode of Comes Naturally. So before we go into it, we're going to go into business and news. Michael Owen, go.
Okay. Same thing as every week. This is a free podcast. If you guys want to show some support for us, do a couple things for us. It's real quick, real easy. First thing, like us on Facebook, share the page. We're trying to get the likes number way, way up for people. It's easier to find, easier to get all the information out there to all the people that want to find this podcast and listen to it. Second thing, we need, what are you telling me what to, I do this every week and you just pointed at your phone, do the phone one, do talk about iTunes.
No, you're giving me a weird look.
No, I was just staring at you because you were pointing, anyway.
Back to business, yeah. Kids.
Goddamn hooligans in this place. The second thing, please, if you are getting this podcast through iTunes, please subscribe to the podcast. It makes it easier for you to actually get the podcast every week when it becomes available. And then after you do that, please give us a rating and review the podcast. The more ratings and reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find, the more we pop up on searches, and it just helps our standing in the podcast community. Our Facebook page, you can find all the links every week when the podcast goes live on Friday morning. All the links are posted on Facebook, so no matter what provider or how you get your podcast, whatever platform, it's all going to be available through there. And you can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@comesnaturalpod.
Yeah, he nailed his part. Joe, what'd you do?
Bothered you in the middle of it?
Yeah, you dumb motherfucker. Anyway, that's business. Anything you'd like to add to it?
You need to give him a Facebook page?
Yeah, Comes Naturally Podcast. Yeah, it's on Facebook. Just search for Comes Naturally Podcast. Munger, anything? Nope. Didn't think so. Joe, anything?
How about we start the show?
All right, you want to start proper? Is Cody again still tweeting?
No, I'm done.
Yeah, no,
done.
He was still tweeting.
And done. All right, so Comes Naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody. Our special guest today is Eric Munger.
Spit take Munger. I do like when you write the explanations for every podcast. Every time he's on, you call him Spit Take Munger. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's awesome.
He likes him every time.
When I did the Twitter last night, as the first thing he said, "Oh look, Spit Take Munger."
Twitter's on Munger. Gross. Munger's on Twitter now, so go follow him. I'm sure he's gonna be doing riveting stuff on there.
Thanks.
Yeah. I don't think he is, actually.
No?
No. All right, anyway, so now that we're done making fun of Eric for being our friend. on today's episode, we are doing Coming Soon.
Punishment.
So we're doing the month of August of 2014.
Yeah, so much needed stuff.
So four solid weeks of movies and one thriller to follow it up that may not be good, but I still want to see it because I like the scurry ones. So we'll start with the August 1st release. I'm sure everyone except for Eric is super excited about this, just because he's never ever heard it before, and we'll get his opinions in a second, is Guardians of the Galaxy from Marvel and Disney, of course. James Gunn's first real big studio movie, coming out of the gate like a goddamn champ, if you ask me, because it looks amazing. So if you haven't seen the trailer, shame on you. Way to not pay attention because it's fucking everywhere right now. Yesterday I was tooling around the house, literally like on three different channels I saw commercials for it. It was ridiculous. I was like, this thing's everywhere. Way to go. So hopefully it's as good as everyone says it is. Script was good. Well, the one I read. I don't know if it's the real one, but...
Well, they really have to push it because it is more of a dark horse within the Marvel universe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't say it's a dark horse in the Marvel universe. You're going to confuse people.
This is true.
Because so many people know what
Dark
Horse is.
People will say, the image for this Marvel movie is really important.
Now you're stretching
a little
bit.
I don't think anybody's ever going to say that, Mike. God. But no, even in the comics itself, and Cody can correct me if I'm wrong, because I've never read the original ones. I'm currently reading the current run out there of Guardians of the Galaxy, but the original ones were never really taken seriously either.
No, they were weird and out there.
Yeah,
for like, because they're always out in the galaxy. They're always in the doing weird things with the aliens and stuff, so it was never more humanoid, superhero-ish, because they're really not, none of them really have powers for the most part. I mean, Groot does, because he can regrow his body, but...
But even the original concept, it's he wasn't a raccoon, the original one, he was. It's a tree. Well, the original ones were completely different.
Oh, yeah,
the newer team, as you know,
The movie base is more is closer to the current iteration in the comic books, the one written by Michael Brian Bendis currently. So that's it. So we'll go over to Mr. Spit Take. What are your thoughts?
Just to the fact that I'm not a big comic fan. Didn't really know what the movie was the first time I saw the trailer, because it was the teaser, so it really doesn't give you much. But as more and more trailers come out, I am actually excited to see this movie. It does look good.
Damn right
it
does.
It looks like it is packed with action. It looks funny. It looks like it's got everything. It looks like it could be definitely like an Avengers-type movie, obviously tying in with the storyline. So it definitely looks like it could be a really good time. I am excited to see it.
Yes, I am too. Michael?
Yes.
Your thoughts on said movie?
I'm super pumped to see it.
Yeah.
The cast is ridiculous. Like, as the cast started coming together after they announced it, I was like, Chris Pratt, cool.
First three they announced, because they waited to officially announce Bradley Cooper and Vin Diesel. But, like, when they announced Chris Pratt, I was like, what?
Yeah, awesome.
That's crazy.
Because he's hilarious. And you saw, was it Zero Dark Thirty?
Yeah.
When he's on? Like, yeah. You saw he could do the action stuff, too. You're like, okay, I'm in on this
and
one.
And he could be, like, that leading man in a way.
He could
be
serious enough, you know? But still, of course, with this movie, you want that element of comedy. He's kind of a goofball.
Yeah.
But a badass when he needs to be.
As said by many, a mix between Han Solo and Marty McFly.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's right there.
I'm reading it off the internet.
Oh, are you? I thought you made
it up. It's James Gunn quoted that it would be, the character's a mix between Han Solo and Marty McFly. So that was pretty cool.
Which I think fits, yeah.
Yep. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Groot being voiced by Vin Diesel I thought was funny, because all he's going to say is the same line.
But the thing is that, again. I mean, who else could you think of trying to do that?
No, Vin Diesel actually works really well, because if you've ever seen The Iron Giant...
That's basically what he did, and that movie was amazing.
Yeah. Yep. Then we went down to Bradley Cooper was actually a really exciting announcement to voice Rocket. And did he do the facial recognition for this?
They redid some of it, but all they didn't want to do is they remapped it when he was doing the actual voice acting. They remapped the mouth to match the words, because obviously the original animation didn't have his pronunciations and things like that, so... Pretty cool. Plus, I mean, it's like the first Marvel movie where they have two on-screen all the time, completely CG characters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in Avengers, they have the Hulk, but he's only in the last part of it, you know? And otherwise, it's always Mark Ruffalo as Bruce Banner. But this one, they're two fully CG'd characters, and they are two main characters, so they're in it a lot. A lot, a lot. So that's pretty cool.
And then,
hardcore, too.
Because I was already excited about the cast, and then when they announced Dave Bautista from World Wrestling Entertainment fame.
I'd call him Dave or Davey. We're close.
David? Yo, yeah. Dave.
No. Dave. Davey. What up, homie?
And then he punches you in the face. Because I'm a huge wrestling nerd, so I was super pumped to see him land a big, big spot in a big movie that's going to be a franchise. Thought that was really, really cool, because he did a good job in the movies he's been in. He was in the Riddick movie, did a real nice job in that. He was in Man with Iron Fist, did a fantastic job in that one, I thought. So he's flexing his acting muscles a little bit.
Not just his real muscles.
Just his real muscles.
And the fact that you don't have to CG someone fucking ginormously huge, because he is.
Yeah.
You just have to paint him green and give him red tattoos.
Yeah. So.
But his voice sounds awesome in the movie, too. The two things you hear him in the new trailer say are pretty. It's like, because it sounds like they did something to his, like they posted his voice, so it's like sounds a little gruffer. Because really his voice isn't real deep. For like you know the bigger guy you see, but like you needed that for Drax, so it sounds pretty cool.
So I'm super pumped. Everything about this movie looks awesome.
I'm not gonna bring up Zoe Saldana.
Oh yeah, her too, Avatar chick.
Okay,
Joseph
and Colombiana.
Colombiana. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
No, absolutely stoked for this movie. I absolutely want to see it. I you know.
I like how he's actually saying stuff instead of saying, yeah, I agree.
I agree 100% with what you guys said already.
Sounds good.
Well, no, and I, you know.
I can see you like searching for words because you agree with us, but you don't
because I was
going to
say, no, because I agree with Eric. Looks absolutely action packed.
Cody almost spit take.
No, because the difference is I can swallow. I was waiting.
You almost got me with that one.
he didn't get it in his mouth
that was
fast enough.
A double, damn it.
So Saturday night. Yeah, see, yeah. Some of us are professionals, Eric. Anyways, go ahead. You agree with everybody?
Expecting. So I agree with everybody. It looks action packed, absolutely funny. I love the cast that was selected for it, and it's another one of those where you look at it and you sit there and go, I don't think there really could have been anybody else cast in that role. You know, even Bradley Cooper or Vin Diesel, especially Vin Diesel, really for his voice talents. Even though there's not going to be very many, you know, words spoken by him in the movie. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. For those who don't know, Groot only says, I am Groot. Like, that's his only line.
But he says it a lot.
Yeah, he says it a lot. And Rocket.
Rocket's the only one that can understand him. So he says. It's kind of like the Han Solo Chewbacca thing. You know, Chewbacca talks, everyone's like, C-3PO can understand him because, like, he's a linguist.
Speaks Wookiee.
Yeah, but like Han Solo understands him and they have a conversation. What I was going to say is the biggest thing is I wonder like how, like we've only seen him, we've only really heard him say it twice, really. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering how much like different inflections they tried to get him to do it. Like how many?
Oh, I'm sure there'll be a ton.
But I'm just wondering like when they're recording it, how many times do you think he had to go over and go, I am Groot, in like different ways, you know, because it's been like, question mark. Because
you know, at some point he's gonna have like a really bassy, fucking scary yell of "I am Groot" right before he fucks up some shit, and that's kind of what I'm
hoping
for. Yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. So
Cody.
I agree with you guys. I'm just kidding. I didn't pull a Joe. I'm really excited about it. There are like Mike was saying, a ton of people that are awesome in it. Lee Pace is one of my favorite actors and never gets used in a lot of stuff. Finally, it's funny because he's finally in a big role. The other time you really see him lately, if anyone's seen the Hobbit movies, the second one, he's the elf king that they go talk to. I know Mike didn't really care because it's Lord of the Rings. But he's in that one, so you actually get to see him on screen. He's been something. So hopefully, you know, he gets some more roles out of it because I actually like Lee Pace a lot. But he plays the essentially main villain in this one, Ronan. He's basically one of Thanos' generals, and he's the main force that they get to fight with in the movie, so it's pretty cool. And they're bringing the Kree and more into the Marvel Universe, which everyone thought was the bad guys in the Avengers, but it actually wasn't in there, so it's pretty cool. But like all the different, there's a lot of like people in it that aren't, I wouldn't say cameos, but like smaller roles. Michael Rucker plays Yondu. You have Karen Gillan as one of the villains. She's actually in it more than Michael Rucker, if I'm not mistaken, from reading properly. Not by the script, but just by from what I read online. And she it's awesome. Her Nebula, she plays essentially Thanos' assassin in a way, but she has a really big relationship with Gamora, who's Zoe Saldana's character. You have, I can never say his name, Digimon Hauzun or whatever his name is. Yeah, he plays Korath. He's in the trailers, he's the guy who confronts Star-Lord, Peter Quill, you know, in the little temple with the, we like to call it the Indiana Jones.
Yeah, the
Dr. One. Jones scene.
Yeah. So he's in there. John C. Reilly plays General or Captain or something, Roman Day. He's actually a very large character in the Marvel, well, in the Guardians universe. Glenn Close is in it, which is crazy. Like, yeah, I remember they announced that. Like,
I didn't realize
it's just
that
another
in
incident of Marvel just landing these crazy actors that you never would have in a million years thought they'd be in a comic book movie.
Yeah, and she plays Nova Prime, who's the leader of the Nova Corps, which is the police force for the galaxy and stuff. Benicio del Toro, if you didn't see the end of
Thor
2, Thor the Dark World, They give him the ether, and he says, you know, one, that's one down, because he's actually in the movie as a bigger role. Again, he's one of Thanos' lackeys in that one, too. We did find out Josh Brolin is going to be the voice of Thanos, because he actually shows up in the third act of the movie, which is pretty cool. Like, so the climax, they actually get to interact with him, and which is
Thanos,
cool.
For those of you that don't remember, it was Avengers, right?
Avengers,
he showed up,
yeah,
in the post-credit scene.
Yeah.
Everyone,
he's
like,
the one that basically sent Loki back to Earth and everything, and gave him the Loki Pokey Stick, which everyone assumes is the Chaos Gem from the Infinity Gauntlet, which is what the whole thing's building up to, but that's a... We'll get into that another time when movies progress through. A lot of cameos, though, which is crazy. One we just found out, which is Nathan Fillion, which everyone thought was supposed to be Nova, who is an actual hero in the Marvel Universe, but has been shot down by both he and James Gunn. Could they be lying to us? Hopefully, because it'd be amazing for him to be it. Cause,
old man Nova?
Yeah, it'd be awesome, like older Nova, because he's super badass. Stan Lee does have a cameo. Lloyd Kaufman, who gave James Gunn his start, have cameos in it. We don't know what they are yet. And due to the fact that they're on Earth very little, I'm thinking Stan Lee, actually both of them could be, but I'm thinking Stan Lee is going to be more of the beginning of the movie, when or the part when they show Star-Lord when he's young on Earth before he gets abducted, you know, goes to space and everything like that. So pretty fun. And then, of course, James Gunn's brother, who is like in every movie,
Tommy
isn't
Gunn?
It?
Sean Gunn.
Yeah. Tommy Gunn.
Not Tommy Gunn.
In
no.
The ring.
So he's in it. I know he did a lot Tommy of stuff. Gunn. And if I'm not mistaken, he's actually the one that did the motion capture for Groot in the suit. Hmm. I think he's the one that did it. I can't remember if they said that was true or not, but I remember seeing him in pictures of in a green suit. And he's pretty tall and skinny, too. But you see him in the trailer when you see... Michael Rooker, with the blue guy with the red mohawk, he's the skinny, like gnarly looking dude behind him on his left,
okay.
Or on our left, his right. So that's him. I believe it's, is it Zed? I can't remember his name. James Gunn's brother, something Gunn.
Sean.
No. But yeah, so I'm really excited about it. I thought it was on here, but apparently it's not.
All right.
It's in there. So yeah, so that's that one. August 1st. Really fucking excited for that movie. Just looks fucking awesome. Everybody who's seen it, even before like the rough cuts, like before a lot of the special effects were done, people from not just Marvel, but other people from the industry that have seen it, writers and stuff, were just like, it's the best thing that they've done. And that's before like Bradley Cooper actually did voice and Groot didn't have a voice yet, and that stuff like that. So that's very promising. And they're getting a lot of crazy people to be in it. Josh Brolin, Glenn Close, like all these people, like, so many people in this movie that are just like crazy to think about they'd be in, you know, such an unknown thing, especially Glenn Close. I thought was kind of strange.
Yeah, because this movie really
came out of nowhere.
Big for Marvel, because you got to think, like, yeah, they have the Avengers set, which is, you know, every one of the Avengers basically have their own movie or is going to probably. So they have that, but they need this to kind of spawn its own franchise. Like, this could really help give them a whole nother layer. So if this does well, it just deepens their roster and makes them more and more difficult for DC to deal with, basically,
yeah,
in the movie world. And so, like I said, if this takes off and is as big as all the signs point to, like, again, it's just a whole new roster of people for Marvel to play with, to the point where we're very, very close to seeing like probably three, you know, Marvel movies a year pretty soon, if this one takes off like it should. So this one had to be good. Like, if they couldn't swing on a miss in this one, it really would have hurt them.
Yeah. All right, so next we have
so everyone's thumbs up, everyone's excited for that one.
Yeah,
so yeah, we're good.
Two thumbs up and an erection. Next up is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Eric,
again, another movie I would like to see. I mean, come on, two words: Ninja Turtles. What's not to like? I mean, Ninja Turtles. It's gonna be awesome. I think this will be better than them. The older movies were good for the time they were made, but again, the suits were kind of a little bit on the
rubbery
suit side. Yeah, you can tell. But I'm looking forward to this one. It looks really good. I know there's been a I've seen some clips of people that have had nothing but negative things to say, saying it looks like garbage, and they apparently need glasses.
Haters!
But I think it looks like it's going to be a great film. Looks funny at the same time as well. Again, it's going to be action-packed with that action humor. So I'm excited to see this film.
Michael.
My turn.
Mike.
I'm so fucking pumped for this movie. Like, insanely excited. On an old podcast a long, long time ago, which, like, we've been doing it for years, but not really.
back in March.
Yeah. One of the first ones we did, I talked about.
March.
Yeah. I talked about wanting to see this movie, knowing it was in the works, and that was pre any type of trailer. Or,
barely saw production photos.
Yeah, and like wasn't even really sure at that point if it was legit or not. But yeah, I'm super excited about this movie. The Ninja Turtles as a kid was probably entertainment wise the biggest part of my childhood, other than more so than anything else. So it holds a special place in my heart. So I'm super stoked about this one. And I get mad because Munger brought up all the trolls on the internet that were saying, like, oh, the turtles look like shit. They look so stupid. Michael Bay's going to ruin it. I'm like, well, one, Michael Bay's like a producer on it. He's not the director. He wasn't the writer. I'm sure he has some input. But and then I see the post like, oh, it's going to make it look like shit, just like he made Transformers look like shit. I'm like, okay, Transformers turned into a shitty franchise. But that first one was fucking amazing, and it looked wonderful. Like, I don't know how else you want Ninja Turtles to look at this point. Like, you can't throw them in a rubber suit again. You have to CGI it.
They're like, waiting for science to actually clone and make real Ninja
Turtles. Until you, you know, get a hold of the ooze and some turtles, you're not going to make them look any more realistic than what they see in this trailer. So I'm super excited about it. I love the fact that you could tell from just watching the trailers that they really captured the personalities of each turtle really well. And I'm pumped, man.
Yeah.
Way excited for this one.
Joe.
Yeah, I really want to see this one, too. I don't think as much as Mike. I do have some reservations about it. I'm not really always sold on Megan Fox in movies. And when they announced her as April O'Neil, I thought you maybe could have gotten somebody better. But we'll still see.
No, you could have got somebody better.
Well, I'm just saying we'll see how it plays out in the film, because obviously it's a modern telling. She's not a newscaster necessarily, but she still works for the news. But I mean, is she on air?
Yeah, she's an on-air talent.
Because they've never showed that in the trailers.
Yeah,
because
Will Arnett plays her cameraman.
Okay. But so besides that, you know, Johnny Knoxville, they replaced the original.
So yeah, they replaced
Leonardo's voice with him, which also makes me a little weary. You know, although that has more to do with who they got originally to play it.
Yes, yeah, so he was a relatively unknown. He did all the motion capture. He did the original, and then they apparently when they went back to do the voice, the dubbing and stuff, he didn't have the performance they wanted out of him. So they replaced him with Johnny Knoxville, which I thought at first was a very bizarre choice.
Right, because it's Johnny Knoxville. You don't really know him much for his voice.
Yeah.
It's more for him.
Well, it's a very unique, though. You hear his voice and you know it's him.
Yeah.
But right. I think from watching the trailers, like, he kind of subdued it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, he sounds a little bit more.
And without seeing him, I think he can kind of pull off a teenage type.
Yeah, like a younger voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they. And then. Tony Shalhoub took over as the voice of Splinter from the guy, which I didn't get the casting, the original casting of his name is Danny Woodburn. You've seen a lot of things.
Little
he's a
person on
little
Seinfeld.
Guy. Yeah. Like, I didn't get that at first. And I heard his voice, like, they were doing something. I watched, I don't know if it was Seinfeld, was something the movie was in. And I was like, okay, I get it. I could see him as that. But, like, I didn't understand why, like, they did him for motion capture. Like, I was like, he's not going to be small. Like, Splinter's not going to be a little person, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it was weird, because even if you have Splinter be, you know, 3 feet shorter than the turtles, you just change that on the computer, you know what I mean? Like, so you can have anybody mocap it. You don't need
a little person to actually play him.
But, I mean, it doesn't, like, hurt my feelings. I was just kind of confused by it. Like, I didn't understand why that was the route they took, but whatever. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
But so anytime any movie does that, it really starts to give me reservations on how things worked. I mean, did they have to, like, speed through then all the voice acting in order to catch up to it or whatnot? But we'll see how the final you know, the final cut looks. Other than that, William Fincher is in it, which he's an amazing actor. It's always a pleasant surprise to see him in movies.
The cool thing about him, he's always brings something unique to the table.
Right.
It's never a standard performance with him. He's always, and sometimes he misses. You know, like sometimes it's like, I didn't really like what he did, but he's always different. He's not one of these cookie cutter guys that just kind of phones it in as the same performance every time. So,
but then, like Cody said, you also have Will Arnett, and again, another actor that I love to see in more movies, and he's in this one. Everything looks awesome. I mean, the CG looks amazing. Is this going to be in 3D? I don't remember.
I don't think it is. We saw, we just recently saw something in 3D. Oh, Transformers. They had a trailer in front of it for Transformers in 3D. It looked pretty good. It's not the newest trailer, like not the one we watched right now, but it's the first, I think it was the first full length they showed us. This one we saw, right?
Yeah. It's the first time you actually see the turtles other than like glimpses of them.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of the scenes, the action scenes, the snow scene where they're flying Humvee to Humvee will look amazing in 3D.
And
a lot of the Shredder scenes, just from the ones that they showed there where he's
throwing the blades and shit,
that's going to be probably fucking awesome to see
in 3D.
So as far as that, I'm stoked to see the movie.
Yeah. Oh.
Cody?
I'm all fucking about this movie. I was all about it when they first announced it. I'm all about it now.
Yeah.
I am ready to go. I agree with what Joe was saying about Megan Fox. I could do complete without her. She is never done anything that I liked. Like, I've never seen anything and go, that's the one. Like,
well, to be fair, like, Transformers was kind of her breakout or her first thing, right? Or pretty much. Granted, no one walked away from that saying, oh, Megan Fox, she was a great actress.
That's what I'm saying. I've never seen anything, you know.
It's not like she fucking.
She didn't say him a wiki.
She didn't Shia LaBeouf it. Yeah.
I was actually going to say, though, that she kind of did. I mean, not in the same, like, acting sort of way, but she still is kind of the same actress in the same, you know, every single role that
she
does.
Well, yeah, but you don't, like, you didn't watch Transformers and think,
she wasn't annoying as much as he was.
Yeah, you don't think, it would have been good if she wasn't in it. Like, she was a neutral performance. Like, it wasn't bad, it wasn't good.
It didn't contract or add to it.
Pretty much every single movie that
I've
seen.
If she's neutral in this one or just slightly bad, it's not going to hurt the movie.
No, it's not going to hurt the movie. I just don't really care for her.
Besides, most people are going to see the turtles. And
That's
why I go see Transformers. Not for the fucking squishy people. I'm telling you, if they just call it Transformers, she just have fucking robots in it.
And like, side note, if they do another there you go. If they do that, they need to make the next Transformers movie just a Transformer.
Yeah.
Like no more humans. But that's
a side of the point. Like War on Cybertron or
I want them to do the movie. Yeah. Like we're already there. Like we have Galvatron is back, even though it's made by humans, but whatever, you know.
Side note, sorry, that was my fault.
Give me off track. Hey, so Turtles, I'm really excited about it. I can give two shits if Megan Fox is in or not, because I'm pretty sure April O'Neil's not going to have a huge part in it. Whoopi Goldberg's in it.
Oh, yeah.
The most exciting thing, I want to see how much he's in it, is going to be K. Todd Freeman, who plays Baxter Stockman. If you don't know, he's the creator of the Mauser bots, which if you look behind Michael on my shelf for the people who are in the room with us.
Listeners.
I actually have a Mauser statue I bought many moons ago at Comic-Con in San Diego, so I'm a huge fan. The one thing that I just wish was a fact was if the foot soldiers were robots. Because they can use their weapons on them instead of just
using
the thing. But you
watch the trailer, they definitely kill a couple of them.
There's the one guy gets thrown into the fucking train, like Raph grabs him and throws him into a fucking moving train, a moving subway, and it's like, that dude's not alive. There's no way that guy lived. Because that dude went through glass on a moving train. Science would tell me that dude's in lots of pain and will die of a horrible death.
I'm excited about seeing Will Arnett in this, too, because any of his little side parts in movies are always amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when they initially announced Will Arnett, I instantly thought he was going to end up being Casey Jones somehow.
And then the parts came out how it was.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a good idea either, but I was like,
If they go by the cartoon, which his character's in, he's the one that tries to take April's job at the news station. Which, I mean, and this is a little different because he's a cameraman, but...
To kind of wrap up my part, I'm going to watch this movie a whole bunch just to make sure it does enough money to get a sequel, even if it's not good, because I really want to see Casey Jones.
You're going to need a lot more money than, like, what you're probably going to spend on it.
Yeah.
If you want to fund the next one.
Well, I'm doing my part, basically. Gotcha. Okay. Like, it won't be my fault we don't get a part two.
So I what you're trying that. To say is... Go out and see it.
Watch the movie, even if you're like 50-50 on it, or even like 30-70 on it.
At least see it once.
Fucking see it at least once, please. For me, I love
for
you.
For Michael,
oh, no, because yeah, we need a Casey Jones, right? And it needs to be Joel McHale. Like Casey Jones needs to be played by Joel McHale in the sequel. I want to see this so bad.
Okay. All right.
So,
wouldn't be my choice, but
yeah, I'm not really sure about that.
No, it would work, dude. Trust me.
You know,
did you see the paintball episode of Community?
No, I didn't. Drop some concept art.
What?
Concept art. Wow, can't say that.
Concept art?
There you go.
You haven't seen the paintball episode of Community?
I've been doing it all day. I'm not a huge fan of Community like you guys are.
You watch that episode. You'll love it.
I've seen a couple of episodes and they're funny, but I'm just not that huge of a fan of Community.
Did you see the paintball episode of Community? You watch any of Community?
No, sir.
Community is a show that
I know what it is.
Yeah, we all know what it is. We're friends.
It's a show
with
that's
you.
Been canceled numerous times and brought
no,
back.
No, no, no.
It's been brought back numerous times.
No, no. It's only been canceled once.
Oh, sorry.
It was just in limbo a couple
gotcha.
Times.
Yeah. Gotcha. My bad.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm really excited about it. I think it looks dope. I'm glad they made the turtles look different from each other. And I think they look fucking badass for
yeah,
what they
so
are. I like the fact that they're bigger than. You know, a normal, like, they in the other ones, they're always the same size as people, normal size as humans in it. This one, they're fucking massive, and they're all different sizes. Like, Raph looks fucking enormous. The guy that plays Raph, Alan Richson, blah, 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 is an awesome guy. He played Thad Castle in Blue Mountain State. We've gone over this before. Aquaman in Smallville. Awesome dude. He's super funny, but also can be, like, really gruff and cool stuff like that. And we saw today on the internets while we were eating lunch, while I saw it and then told these guys about it, that William Fisher is not playing the Shredder, apparently. In an interview, or I mean not an interview, but in an early screening from a couple publications, they said that he is playing a different character who doesn't actually wear the suit. Now, it doesn't mean he doesn't, because they didn't get to see the whole movie.
Don't think he wears the suit at all. I've never have been under that impression that he was that character.
Well, we were always told, because everything came out, he's the Shredder.
What it
he's
was
the Shredder.
Told.
Like, yeah, like everyone said, he was the Shredder.
Oh,
he even,
I've never,
even said,
I've never heard that even from the trailers. It never looked like he was.
Oh, because he even said, like I he like they say he is the Shredder, but he's apparently he's not. So
no.
That's kind of cool. Not that I mean I wouldn't mind him being the Shredder, because like even the report I read afterwards, like well again speculation, someone was saying after the newest trailer would actually show him talking to somebody, and he says, "We're gonna upgrade your suit."
Yeah.
Everyone just assumed that he was wearing it, but now that they say it, it makes so much more sense, because he says, "We're gonna upgrade your suit."
That's what I always
yeah.
Never
so
made sense.
That was pretty cool. So yeah, I'm excited about it. If you couldn't tell. So we'll move on from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We will go to our next movie, which Michael's we're just gonna skip over because he doesn't like it. It's Expendables 3.
I don't like one of the movies we're talking about. Like, I was like, what
which
is the
movie
next
is
one?
This?
So we'll go with Eric again. What are your impressions on Expendables 3?
Well, the fact that I love the first two, any movie that has just uncontrollable, gratuitous violence is a thumbs up in my book. Now, I believe, did you say this one was PG-13 though this time? So it seems like they're going to tone it down a little bit.
Less blood.
But I just love the fact that always big weapons, and the fact that every time they keep cramming more and more people into these films makes it even better.
Main cast, 29 people.
That is just phenomenal
on the
right there.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I love the first time when I saw the first one, just the scene where Terry Crews is going with that automatic shotgun through that tunnel. And at one point you just see a guy from lose from the hips up, gone, and his legs are just stuck there.
Oh, when Dolph Lundgren hits him with the grenade launcher?
Yeah.
One of the
yeah, in the beginning, too. Just,
Because he hits him and he's...
Oh, he was talking
Gunner, what are you doing?
Movie.
Hanging a pirate.
It's just insane the way that people die in these movies, and that's what I love about it. So I definitely want to see this movie. Love the first two. Looking forward to the third one.
Yeah. Michael, what are your thoughts? Okay, skip him. Joe.
No, I want to talk about
it.
Shut up, Joe.
My 80s childhood.
I agree right with there. Everything
we'll,
Joe said.
We'll let Mike go. Calm down, Joe. We'll let Mike go.
No, this I'm super pumped about this one too. Like this month of upcoming movies is ridiculous. Probably the best singular month in terms of every week being something that I'm completely fucking looking forward to. Like
Mike's gonna be poor by the end of August.
Dude, because I'm gonna watch all these movies multiple fucking times, dude. I'm gonna have to pick up extra hours at work. What's up?
I thought Jay Country was in this. It's Glenn Powell plays the other one of the other young guys.
You're going to see him on the freeway. We'll work for a movie ticket.
We'll work for a
Harkins
pass. Oh,
shit, he's going to be hiding. We're going to see him at the movie theater. He's going to have a suit that looks like the Harkins carpet wall. Just blinking, holding stand still.
Slowly working my way down to whatever auditorium it's in.
Dressed like a seat.
Dressed like a seat until
She's
some
taken.
Motherfucker tries to sit down on me.
She's taken. Who the fuck's talking?
It's me, asshole. Get off me. But no, I love the first one and the second one. I'm a child of... I was born in 87. I'm a child of the 90s, but my... Sorry that you were born in the 60s.
I wasn't born in the 60s.
70s, whatever. But because of how I was raised by my grandparents with my uncles, they were all older than me. So I grew up watching their stuff. All the 80s, Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Van Damme, all those movies going into the 90s, like about mid-90s, they started to change. And I love the fact that the Expendables movies are kind of a throwback to, you know, all of our childhood's action movies. Like these were the movies we were the most excited to see. When we were in junior high and high school, you know, or even younger than that, even though I probably shouldn't have watched a lot of them at the ages I was. But yeah, so nothing like, really more to say. Like, you don't go into this one thinking you're going to watch Academy Award winning performances and emotional dialogue.
Which is bullshit. There should be a category.
Yeah. They should really give action movies some love with some type of award.
Especially with some of the ones that have been coming out lately that you really sit there and think all the Batman series.
Yeah, like the Batman's like, they're never going to get Batman series. Or Captain America best drama, even though they had more drama than most fucking movies.
Yeah, Captain America, on another side note, if that doesn't get nominated for Best Picture and Best Screenplay.
It won't.
And it's,
can it please be nominated for Best
movie ever made?
No.
Screenplay?
No, costume design or something.
Bullshit, like, that's never going to happen.
It's
got to be something.
As a side rant, I'm sick and tired of these movies that are getting...
pieces?
Yeah, period pieces that get nominated for best costume design. And really,
because they're
all they're
using
doing
the same
is
shit.
They're using dresses and shit. When you have these movies, Batman, the Avengers...
A dude wears a metal suit.
Exactly. There is actual thought. Iron Man. Even
he wears an actual costume.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's something that somebody actually had to sit down, design, and make instead of just look at pictures from that period and go, oh, that looks pretty good. I think I'll sew that together. Pisses me off.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue, Mike.
I think I'm done. Joe?
I just wanted to add one thing real quick because you brought up the whole 80s
Mike.
Thing too, that they bring back the cheesy one-liners too. Like a lot of the 80 one-liners.
Don't say cheesy.
Okay, they are
one-liners.
Yeah, but it just had like action shots out of nowhere, throwing the cheesy, like just stupid stuff out there, and it makes the movie more fun because on top of the violence, you then have just these stupid phrases being thrown out randomly.
Well, yeah, because these movies are what everyone calls a popcorn flick, dude. Like, you go to the movies to be entertained by this. Like, that's why you're there. You're not, you know what I mean? Just turn your brain off and have fun for a little bit.
These movies are, you've ever sat around with your friends and you went, hey, you know who I would want to see in a movie together? Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
For 100 fucking years, people have been saying
exactly.
That.
Exactly. and you've never seen it up until these movies, and then they just kept adding people. Yeah, and adding people, and you're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
They added people I didn't even know I wanted in this movie, like Kelsey Grammer. I saw him in this one, I was like, oh shit, that's awesome.
Frasier's in it. Somehow that gives me an erection.
See, I'm on the fence on that one. That's the only one that just kind of is odd to me. But
he was a beast, though, so.
No, he was actually one of the best beasts. One of the best beasts.
Done, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought he was cool as a beast. It's just the rest of that movie was a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Anyway. I really think the only one, though, that's been missing dumpster is fire. You got to get a Steven
don't
Seagal
fuck
in,
you. No,
and Jackie
we don't,
Chan.
We don't need Steven Seagal and shit, because Steven Seagal is awful.
How about this?
I get that.
They pull an executive decision.
Yeah, I'll watch it then.
And they kill him within the first 10 minutes.
If they Channing Fry him.
I do like Channing Frye him.
But if you think about it, those are the only two big action stars you're missing from.
I could absolutely want to see.
I would understand it.
Jackie Chan as Jet Li's dad or something like that, which would be kind of weird.
The same fucking age.
I'm just saying it'd be kind of weird. But are they? Is he older? I thought he was a couple years younger.
Either way, it's not.
They could gray him up a bit.
But those are the two that you're missing from those big stars.
Yeah. Not Steven Seagal, though.
I could still see Steven Seagal.
I'd understand if they put him in there.
I just want to keep him.
But I'd rather them go back and get Jean-Claude Van Damme again.
Then he goes back to his train or sub or whatever it is that he goes on.
If he machetes himself at the end.
Ooh, there's a good one.
But they already did that, so.
How come a machete hasn't been in any of these yet?
Yeah. He's too busy doing machete.
Machete.
So yeah, it'll be awesome. Lots of explosions. Guns will never run out of ammo, and that's exactly what I want to see out of these movies.
Using a motorcycle as an elevator. Come on.
Yeah, really.
That's awesome.
And Harrison Ford as the pilot, which that's what he does. He's actually a pilot in real life. Cody?
Need to have Mark Hamill do a cameo.
Don't go, you love this shit.
I'm going to watch it for sure. I've been the huge proponent to making them hardcore rated R. I want fucking RoboCop fucking blood squibs and shit, you know what I mean? That's what I want. That's what I loved in 80s movies when you fucking shoot somebody with a handgun and the fucking arm flies off. That's what I want to fucking see. You give Terry Crews, if someone the size of Terry Crews, you give him an automatic weapon of anything, first off, winner. Checkmate, you know what I mean? But then also, no one's limbs are shooting off, you know what I mean? That's just fucking garbage. The first one, the only reason the first one was rated R, bad language. That was it. Because really, didn't,
well,
like, it was violent.
Scene, though, too.
But you didn't really see, fucking guts spilling out.
He turned to mist.
Come on. I've seen more violence in fucking cartoons nowadays. But I still see it. I'm excited about it. The cast is ridiculous. I don't like some of the younger actors. Kellen Lutz, one of them. I think he needs never to be another movie.
I agree. I think I see where they're going, obviously. I think they're getting a younger cast.
And that's what terrifies me. They
want to spin it off into a younger cast, which it's just not what these movies were for. These movies were for the people who grew up with 80s action movies to see all their favorite characters together. So I don't really want to see the Red Dawn of...
So the only problem I have is they in the second one, you saw that happening. You saw they got a couple young people and they fucking kill what should have been your leader of your young Expendables group.
Right.
2 minutes into the fucking movie, you see him and he's going to fuck Pete. He just got a knife kicked into his chest. What is going on here? He can't survive from that.
But in true old school action movie fashion, they could totally bring him back as his twin. And it would make so much fucking sense. tell me that wouldn't just be the ultimate fucking ode to 80s action movies.
He's writing telenovas over here. It's so prosperous.
Telling you.
I'm your twin brothers.
Was that Van Damme movie? Double Impact. Expendables 4, Double Impact.
I see it. I just
with a vengeance.
I don't know. Even when Kellen Lutz makes the motorcycle jump, as Eric was saying, goes up to the 13th floor or whatever, on a fucking motorcycle. I was like, that's pretty cool. And then he stands there and he looks fucking vapid as balls. I was like, you can't even get some excitement out of this kid. You just fucking jumped a motorcycle up the side of an exploding building, and you just landed. You're like, I've done it before.
I'll agree with you. I'm not I wasn't excited about the people that they picked because of the shit that they've been in. Has all been kind of garbage. But with that being said, totally give them the opportunity, like, in this movie. Like, it's not like them being in it is going to make me, like, deter me from seeing it in any way, shape, or form.
No, I mean, so I'm but just going to watch it.
We'll see how they do, though, because, I mean, it is an old-school style action movie, which we don't get from actors who are considered young actors today. So we'll see how some of them do in a genre that hasn't really existed since they've been acting. So it'll be interesting to see how they pull it off, because the director is a really lauded director, even though he's a relative unknown. What's his name again, Cody?
Patrick Hughes.
Yeah. Thanks, Cody.
You're welcome.
people are really excited about him doing more stuff, because I guess the few things that he's done, he's kind of nailed everything. And from all reports, everyone who was in this movie has been very... has praised him a lot, and how he handled everything and how he went about his business and the kind of films that he makes. So we'll see what happens with the next group. But until that's all a for sure thing, like, we're just going to see a whole bunch of old people kicking ass.
I just love, even if you didn't like the logos when they introduce each movie, just kept getting bigger and bigger, and more guns and crap kept coming off every time they released a movie. It got better and better and better. So, like I said, I think this is just going to be, again, it has the potential to be good if they don't screw it up.
Yeah, if they don't focus too much on the young people.
Yeah.
So what's next?
Next up is Sin City, A Dame to Kill 4. Sorry, I forgot that part. It is not really a sequel to the first one. It kind of takes place like before that one in a way. So it's not like a prequel either. It's like just more stories in. The biggest difference in this one, though, is it is one story. So all the characters that are in it, instead of like in the first one, they kind of intersect in a little bit and they're individual stories. This is all one story, all one narrative. So that I thought that was kind of cool too, but also makes it easier, because I know a lot of people complained about the first one because they didn't really get the story, because there wasn't a story. There were multiples. So I don't know if that's why they avoided going that way or a reason they went with this one, but I'm excited for it. But Eric, go ahead. What are you thinking?
I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I wasn't a fan of the first one. I watched it. Now, I will give you this. I like the way the effects are done. So I love the fact that it's a black and white movie, and then they just add color in here and there at the right time. So, I mean, that was cool. Like, the movie looked good. I just wasn't a fan of the story at all. So, I'll watch the second one. None of them, to be honest with you. I mean, it. Like I said, I watched it, so I at least gave it a chance. It just wasn't for me. I'm not saying it was a bad movie.
All right, next, Michael. Like,
I loved the first one.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome.
Because he's smart.
Whatever. The original graphic novel was fantastic. From one of the greatest of all time to ever do it. So, and then just, you know, simply watching it as a movie, because I knew it as a movie first before I knew it as a comic. Like, the movie made me want to read the comic. And Marv, dude, like, that's all you got to say. Marv's back in this one. Like, one of the most awesome performances ever, I thought, was Mickey Rourke just knocking that shit out of the park, and he was awesome in it. The way it looks, it looks like a comic book when you're watching it, very much like Watchmen did, or, you know, Sin City, obviously. But I think those are the two movies that actually looked like you were watching a comic book, which I thought was really, really cool. And the ensemble cast is pretty ridiculous too. You know, you do nothing but add a Josh Brolin and a Joseph Gordon-Levitt to a movie that was already really awesome. You're going to get good things out of it. So,
Powers Booth.
Yeah, this is another movie that...
and Joe, what were your thoughts?
Of the month. Just has like a star-studded cast. Looking at them, Eva Green, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Jessica Alba, Mickey Rourke, Bruce Willis, Josh Brolin, Rosario Dawson, Christopher Lloyd, I see, is rumored to be in it. Huh? Not really sure what...
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
he is. Not sure what he's doing in it. Ray Liotta.
Going back in time.
Apparently,
that's how they got Marv back.
Yeah, that's how they...
I got up to speed.
They found
is that Christopher Walken.
They found
that was more of a Walken.
Christopher
right
Walken do,
hey,
doing
dude,
Christopher
your,
Lloyd.
Your homie Christopher Maloney is in it too. Maloney.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I didn't even see
as Mort
Stabler.
Ray Liotta.
Yeah, Ray Liotta, Lady Gaga.
Oh, sorry.
Jeremy Piven.
Yep.
Boo. Hey, whatever.
Okay.
But it looks absolutely awesome. The,
oh,
the
your favorite.
Look.
Fucking hair lips in it, too. Stacey Keach.
Oh, Titus is
yeah
dead.
The graphics, the CGI, I'm guessing they're probably using a lot of CGI in here. It looks great. The art direction looks absolutely great. Cinematography looks absolutely great. I from the trailers, there's nothing that I see that I don't like. And even you pointed out earlier, Cody, like I kept looking at it going, is that Michael Clark Duncan? I'm like, isn't he dead? But then you pointed out that that's actually, I'm spacing out on his name.
Dennis Haysbert.
Yeah, which they got to look exactly like
yeah
him.
He's even big. Like, he's not like, I was crazy. I don't know. It was weird. Like, because he has the little, like, eyeball
thing.
The gold
eye, yeah.
And like, he looked at him, but he even sounds like him. I'm like, but Dennis Haysbert doesn't look anything like
no
Michael Clark Duncan.
No.
Like, at all.
I could have swore that they
just filmed it before he died, right?
Filmed it before
yeah
he died, or at
nuts
least pulled a Heath Ledger.
They used used stand-ins?
Yeah.
Gave him a reason or for his face not to look the same?
Bruce Lee.
Aw.
They just filmed him from the, from the back.
The black?
The black.
Finishing filming him from the black? Good Lord.
Wow.
So I thoroughly wow enjoyed the first one. Absolutely creepy. It wasn't. I didn't think the stories were too hard to follow at all.
So you said they have intelligence to catch on.
I didn't say I didn't get the stories.
Oh,
I said
that,
I just didn't
what,
like
that's
them.
That's what I heard.
So I'm absolutely. I want to see more of it, Cody.
Yeah, I'm all about it. When they announced it, they announced it at a weird time. Like oh yeah, and it's gonna be out in 2014. We're like, it's like 11 months. Like, you guys should, like,
because it was rumored for a long time.
A long time.
Essentially, like, right
before
after
Machete
the first
2,
one.
Like,
yeah,
all that. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
like,
crazy.
It's always been rumored, and it's always been, up until the actual announcement, everyone thought Johnny Depp was going to be the main character in it. Remember, like,
yeah,
that was
weird.
That
yeah
was the rumor for forever, so.
Which is the character that Joseph Gordon-Levitt's playing. So,
yes,
very bizarre. Not, I mean, I actually think that's a better choice with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, but, that's a strange one. Plus, Tim Burton would have taken over, and
yeah, and then it just
what
would
a
weird
fucking weird
movie.
Wacky
and
can you imagine Tim Burton doing a Frank Miller comic book as a movie? Oh,
rated NCX.
It'd be like really colorful yet dark.
How does this work? Tim Burton would figure it out. Like
this,
that
these
is really,
grays pop off the screen.
No, they're like actual colors.
A lot
there,
of it would be
like
animation, like,
but then some of it's claymation.
Yeah.
Jack Skellington plays Marv.
That one chick that's in all of his movies will be in it.
She was originally, I think she was supposed to be in this movie too. Helena Bonham Carter was supposed to be in it too.
Isn't that his wife?
Something like that. I don't know. Some
I
weird
believe it is.
Yeah. Can you imagine
which
what comes out of those two? Like,
living.
Oh, God.
The spawn that comes out of that would just be super awkward.
Do you imagine the hairy, funk sweaty mess of them banging? Like, what
yeah
that would look like?
It'd
be
gross
like the cartoons where, like, two dogs get in a fight.
You know, it wouldn't be.
Just see
it wouldn't become comes naturally. Because
no
nothing about that should be natural.
Be just, all you would see is arms and legs and, like,
hair
flying out of a dust.
And you couldn't tell whose hair it was.
Sandworm. That's
her gross down bottom looks like his up top. Her carpet matches his drapes. Because his hair is like,
gross,
you know?
No.
Hers isn't any better.
I get it.
Depends on what movie it is.
That's gross.
She throws on the monkey costume from Apes.
Oh. The one she played in Apes or just like Caesar's?
Yeah. No, the one she okay played in.
And looks better. I'd bang you as the monkey, but not as yourself.
Or gets
rise
by
of the planet
monkey
of the apes.
Rise of his planet of the apes.
So I'm going to peel your banana.
Jesus.
Oh, I threw up in my mouth a lot.
All right. Get us back on track.
So, yeah, I'm excited to see it. It looks crazy, just like the first one. I do like the fact they are sticking to more of one story, and they like, instead of like having intersex, they actually are like, it looks like it starts off from multiple story angles and then like converges into going after that one guy. And there's that weird like fat looking dude that's in it.
Mutated Kingpin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like he looked like the Kingpin and Toad like fucked and had a love child. And that's when it came out, because he looks all gross, and it looks like a human Pizza the Hut, basically.
Jabba?
No, Pizza Hut.
Pizza the Hut.
Remember the Pizza Hut was like, it was Spaceballs, maybe, because it has like...
Oh, yeah. You know, I completely forgot about that. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, so I think that's who Clefflip plays.
Clefflip.
I forgot his name. That's not on here. So, yeah, I'm really excited about it. And the last one we'll go real quickly on, because I think I'm the only one that actually really wants to see it. Is as above, so below,
which is like an awful name for a movie, by the way.
Yeah, it has to, I don't know. It's
as above, so below.
Yeah, the poster is pretty cool if you look at it, because it is the Eiffel Tower upside down, but the city, which would have been, you know, obviously in the ground, is in the sky, and it's just like the skulls lined up to be the walls of the catacombs. But it looks like a thriller to me. But we'll get to me in a minute. So Eric, you watched the trailer for the first time. You've never seen it. So what do you think?
It just looks like one of those typical, like, thriller, horror kind of movies. I don't know if I'll necessarily see it in theaters, but I will see it. It does look somewhat interesting. As Joe pointed out, the effects do look awesome. There's a scene where you see a guy get pulled into a car, and the car just kind of crumples up into nothing and disappears. So there looks like there could be some cool stuff in it. I just don't know if I'd see it in a theater.
Michael,
I'm gonna be very poor by the time this movie comes out,
so skip.
So
on Michael's?
So yeah, whether I want to or not, I'm probably not gonna make it to it.
And if you do have money, weeks. It's gonna go into your turtle fund, correct?
Yeah, it's gonna go into my Kickstarter for Ninja Turtles 2.
You can't kickstart something you don't own the rights to.
No, but if I can,
he'll like, donate the money.
I'll donate the money towards the making.
All right, guys, so this is, I have nothing to show you other than the fact that like I really want to see this guy and his old picture. I can see your video for your Kickstarter. You're just like sitting in your bathroom.
You're going to film it.
Oh, I'm not filming it?
Yeah.
I'm not going down with you. I said with, not
you'll have,
on.
You'll have two accounts, one to get the movie made and one to get the guy you want to play. Casey Jones in there as well.
Should be Joel McHale. Which, if it's not, I'll be okay. I mean, there's a lot of other people.
If you had
just
to pick,
understand your obsession with it being Joel McHale.
It just clicked for me. Like, I think he could pull off an action movie, I think, and then he would be hilarious while doing it.
If you had to pick anybody else, who would you pick? Joel McHale said, no, fuck that. That role is too iconic for me.
Stop bothering me.
Get out of my driveway.
Taylor Kitsch.
Oh, okay.
Or Kick-Ass, even.
He might be busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's busy, dude.
But it wouldn't probably
Taylor Kitsch, I think, would be cool. But if it's him, I would want a more serious one. But I'm thinking of more of a kind of also some comedy elements.
Yeah,
because
you're thinking more of the Casey Jones from the live action movies.
Yeah.
Because even from the cartoon, he wasn't goofy.
Right, yeah. No.
He was snarky, he just wasn't goofy.
But I liked the
good
Casey
word,
the original Casey Jones, because I thought he did a good job of kind of making fun of himself and being, even though there's a lot of comedy already to the movie, he was also a big comedy element to it. So yeah, that's who I would pick.
That guy looks horrible now.
Yeah, he was in the last movie I remember like watching and being like, oh shit, that's Casey Jones, was a Collateral Damage. Yeah.
He was in that movie?
Yeah. Wow. He was one of the main characters.
But now he is out of shape and just...
He's old. Rough. That's what happens when you get old, man.
But you
I would assume.
He doesn't even look the same. Like when you see it, you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah, because he's bald as shit now too. But anyway, we weren't talking about that. We were talking about as above.
As
far
above,
below,
so
fire
below.
As above, so below.
Under siege.
I was reading
so
the name.
About them finding hell, right?
Yeah, so the name comes from the fact that when you go to hell, it is the torture. You go through the tortures of your life above. Yeah. So as above, so below.
Didn't one of the Nightmare on Elm Streets do that? The one.
Well, that's what Nightmare on Elm Street was.
Well, no, where they actually had the group of people in the house, and they all got fucked up.
Freddy Goes to Hell?
Was that the one?
I stopped watching.
Remember the one where the deaf kid that had the ear problems and Freddie rammed
the deaf
the
kid
giant.
Who has the ear problems.
I meant the hearing aids. And Freddie rammed the giant Q-tip through his head. That one.
Okay. One I haven't seen yet.
That seems more like. Go ahead.
Joe, what are your thinkings?
So we watched the trailer just before we started recording, and this is the first time that I ever seen the trailer. I remember hearing something about it, you know, a group of kids going underneath the streets of London or to blah, blah, blah.
France.
So the initial bit of the trailer looked really cool because I'm into that type of like, it looked a little bit more of a hardcore Indiana Jones type of, you know, they're just exploring something, you know, ancient mysteries and blah, blah, blah. It looked really cool. Although I think I could have done without the shaky cam,
I feel like that's getting overplayed.
Exactly.
See it, the new Fantastic Four.
Great.
Guess what's found footage?
Fantastic Four is going to be found footage?
So they're saying.
That's fucking retarded.
Yep. Thanks, Josh Trank.
Who's that? Because I'm going to punch that guy.
The Chronicle.
See, I love that movie, but
it worked well for that movie.
Right, but I can't see.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah.
But this one, too, you know, I can understand seeing parts of it as a found footage type movie, but not the whole movie, because who the hell sits there and records every single thing that they talk about? Not anybody that I know.
I do not, sir.
I was kidding. It was a joke.
Yeah.
Because bathroom time is personal.
That's true. Bathroom time is Cody time.
Yeah.
So then you got a bit more into the mystery, which was kind of cool, but then you started getting into the weird stuff, really, in which case I said yes, that the CG did look pretty good because the one scene with the car is on fire, this guy in there, and it seemed to touch emotionally with one of the characters who then gets grabbed by the guy who's inside the car, and then they get sucked into oblivion, which was cool to watch. At the same time, though, I sat there and went, isn't this kind of reminds me like some scenes of The Descent and also every other weird horror movie that I've ever seen. And that Freddy movie that Mike just made up right now.
The Descent.
Yes, the deaf kid with ear problems.
Yeah. Yep. I forgot about The Descent, but that is what I was thinking. I couldn't remember what movie it was.
It just suddenly switches over to like, oh, I've seen this movie a billion effing times, and I really don't know if I want to see it again.
But I might watch it.
But I might watch it if we decide to go.
They changed the name for sure. That name's fucking awful, man. Cody.
Yep.
I want to see it. That's why I made everyone watch it, because I like horror movies, and this one looks pretty cool.
You like horror movies?
I do like horror movies. So, I mean, I'm excited about it because it looks super fucked up.
I know what you said.
I said whore.
We know. We're going to skip over it because it's dumb.
I like boiling denim and banging whores. Sorry.
What the hell?
Right.
From
a
TV show.
I am excited for it, but it's one of those ones where, like, if we're not seeing, you know, Turtles again for the 15th time or something, that we could go see it. So, and that's about it for this episode.
It's kind of like a weird way of saying the carpet matches the drapes, as above, so below.
I would have watched it, like, instantly watched it if it said the movie was does the carpet match the drapes? I'd be like, I'm in.
No, because then you'd be upset. We'd come out, there's not a goddamn bit of full penetration.
That is very true. But at least I'd get into the theater that
way,
for sure.
The kids went into the cave, so there was full penetration there.
They didn't fully penetrate those catacombs.
Yeah.
And there was plenty of bones.
There you go.
All right, so that's it. We're done.
Bye.
We're over. So,
bye, everybody.
Real quick, again, to go over it, like us on Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter. Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes.
Yeah.
And the most important thing
right now
is
iTunes.
Yeah, and also downloads. Just downloads.
Well, yeah, if you subscribe, it'd be awesome, too.
I don't care if you listen. Just download.
I
just want the numbers. I don't give two fucks.
We could trick people into thinking we have, like, a lot of listeners.
If we get, like, a bunch of downloads, people will be like, well, they must be popular because they got a bunch of downloads. Then you ask people, hey, have you heard the show? Well, I've heard of it. I downloaded it.
I had, like, two episodes saved on my iPhone.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to get to it eventually, like Joe's stack of books.
I'm really busy with the Nerdist. So,
hey, you know what? He didn't get back to me. So yeah, that's it for this episode of Comes Naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike,
I'm Cody, and our special guest again was
Eric.
What's your name?
Eric.
Oh, come on, dude, just do it.
Once, say it once.
You puss bag.
Wow.
What? All right, guys. Peace. We will talk at you later.
Later.
Bye.